Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the TiVo Mike Show, the podcast for TV fanatics who love Jesus. My name is Michael TiVo Mike Jefferson. I'm a teaching pastor and the author of the Victory Book. And joining me in our Providence studio today is Mike Warner, our very own entertainment guru. Bradley Cooper's portrayal in A Star Is Born was astonishing.
And this is why I love Film Fridays.
Mike and I are going to be talking about Bradley Cooper's and Lady Gaga's performances in A Star Is Born, which I did not expect to connect to on such a deep and profound level. We're also going to be talking about Marvel's options for the Guardians of the Galaxy characters, even without a third film. And we give our go or no votes for today's nationwide movie releases. Spoiler alert and more next.
Talk about TV just to reveal JC, yeah. TiVo Mike.
Suicide. A subject that usually evokes anger and resentment when it's portrayed in TV and film. And in this time, Mike, it did not. It did at first. And then it did not. And then it did again. And then it didn't.
Okay.
And then one more time it did. Kinda. And then it didn't. Let me tell you, Bradley, if you're listening, I don't even know if you have a Twitter. He probably doesn't. He's one of those people that's too real. He doesn't have Twitter. But if you do have Twitter, I'm going to tweet you today on Film Friday. I'm tweeting you, Bradley. And I don't do this. Here's what I'm going to say to you, fool. Give you the Oscar today. Not a new Oscar. Go to Casey Affleck's house. Punch him
in his rapist face
and in his penis so he can't rape anybody again.
At least don't kick him there. If you punch him, it's like the hand touching. He might like that.
Good point. Good point. In fact, now that I'm thinking about it even better, grab an electric saw.
There's not enough to really use a saw for, so don't.
Good point. Get some really sharp scissors and tweezers and cut it off. And then take his Oscar, take it to the Oscar store, or you take it, get his name ripped off of that, and put your name on there. One scene and one scene alone is worthy of it. And all I'm going to say, because this is spoiler alert time, people. The only thing I'm going to say is him and garage door. And the way he holds this garage door and looks into the camera and says everything with his eyes was it.
Now, did you watch the one with Christopherson?
No. There's apparently three other movies. Because there's the original, then there's the remake,
and then
there's the remake with Barbara Streisand.
Yes.
Then there's this. So this is four times they've done this movie. So talk about long in the tooth. So I was already not planning on going. If you remember, on our go or no, who gave it a no?
You did.
That's right. And I, again, will stand. I'm wearing orthopedic shoes because I stand corrected.
I tell you. I hate you so
much.
Was
that good?
Oh,
I saw he was getting ready to say something, and then the joke hit him, and then he just lit up like
he
a kid at Christmas.
I said correct. That was a good one. I'll give you that one.
Yeah. Is that a wow worthy?
Yeah, that one will give you the
wow. Yes.
I told you. So I don't need to always see a movie to know if it's good.
Yes,
but I can definitely tell you from a preview if a movie is trash.
Right.
And that movie, I already thought, okay, I want to see it because I love Bradley Cooper.
Yes.
Lady Gaga was amazing in American Horror Story.
Mm.
So I was like, she can only do more, and she's not covering up, so it's even better. Like, her face is open. I can see what she looks like. I don't think she's that ugly, like everyone's saying.
Even though in the movie she calls herself ugly.
Well, because that was her moniker. Like, she's the ugly celebrity.
That's her kryptonite.
Yeah, I don't think she's ugly.
No.
And then to see her actually full face, full fledged.
Wow.
The scene that got me was the scene on the nose.
Right. Yes. That is a good,
right?
Yeah, that is a good scene.
That,
yes.
See, I
that was
you.
At first I was feeling a little like, a little
awkward. Like, if you try to sleep with her boy,
yeah, I'm like, excuse me, hashtag me too.
Yes,
somebody
exactly.
touching her nose. It's going to be an article in a Hollywood Reporter, a big expose.
But
Bradley touches
it.
Lady Gaga's nose without permission,
yeah.
and he loses his career.
But you see how they did it? It was like,
yes.
perfect.
Well, because the whole scene of that was they both exposed their frailties.
Yes.
In that scene, they're at a grocery store parking lot.
Yep.
It's late at night. He's already portrayed properly at that point as an alcoholic.
Yes.
So that's his Achilles heel, obviously. You don't really in that scene understand why. So they're having like their, I guess it's really a first date-ish thing. Because it's like a mentory slash let's get together thing. Because he loves her for another reason, too.
Yeah.
Which, I won't break everything. But it's good. So when they're having that conversation, he says, well, everyone, a lot of people have talent. I mean, talent's whatever. Talent's, everybody, it's like a billion people on the planet. Many have talent. The key about talent is you need something to say.
Yes.
And you have to be able to say it in a way that makes people want to listen.
Mm-hmm.
So, talent, say, and how to say. And I'm telling you, when I'm watching that, at first, because this is the very beginning of the movie, like that, literally the first 7 minutes. So
yeah.
The movie moves, which is ironic for this movie, because it moves kind of fast for that, and then the rest of it is really slow burn for a reason. So when I was watching that part, I was thinking, I'm not fully into the movie yet. I didn't really want to see it. You told me to see it, but my coworker at work really pushes, like, oh my God, I saw it. I didn't want to see it. My mom, go see it. So I'm kind of like in there. And when he said that line, I thought of this podcast. I said, okay, so we have talent. That's clear because obviously look at us.
I mean, come on.
You know, boom shakalak. We're in your ear right now. That's talent.
Right.
But do we have something to say? Yes, we do. Now, are we saying it in the way that makes you want to hear it? I believe we do. So I was taking notes in my mind. Like, okay. Got it. Then she starts to open up, which normally doesn't happen in a first date. And she's going on and on about, he says to her, you have this voice. You have a phenomenal voice. So do you write? No, I don't write. Why don't you write? And I'm thinking, why don't you write? Because the money's in the writing. And I know Lady Gaga, you writing. That's why you got all that money. So anyway, just a heads up for people who want to get in the music industry. The money's in the writing, not the singing. So go Taylor Swift, $400 million. You go, girl. Kanye can take all your time as he wants. So, look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. That's all I'm going to say. So, she goes, no, I don't write it because I've been told by people not that I don't have a chance. I don't have the face for it. My nose, my this. My father is a driver. He works for all these celebrities.
Mm.
And he's stuck up with the celebrity culture. And I don't care about it. And so, for me, if I don't care about the celebrity culture, they don't want me there because I don't look right. I just kind of gave up and I sing other people's songs. So he then forces her to sing a song that she's written. Because, of course, she lied to him. She wrote something. And she goes, okay, I can do this. And it's like, da-na-na-na, the TiVo mic, da-dun, whatever she sings, right? Because I don't know. I was half paying attention. But it was beautiful. And he goes, that's remarkable. And it only makes sense now in the middle of the movie. He saw in her, you have the way to say it.
Yes.
And that was something to say. And there's a scene in the movie where you got everyone go see this movie. Okay? Forget
Hold
Venom.
On, did you hear that? Last week,
right.
Well, the week ago,
yep.
He said no.
I said no way.
No.
I said no way, Jose.
Oh, they didn't tell us how much they spent on it.
Right.
Oh, this and that.
Oh, that's right. I forgot they didn't do the budget. You're right. I'm so mad about that.
This week, what was that?
Go see it. Everybody must go see it. Forget Venom. Forget Halloween. You can always get scared. You can always get poisoned. But you can always watch A Star Being Born. When we come back, I got some last words on that to say, and we'll move on. But I'm telling you, if you want a movie that's going to stick with you, it's this movie.
Why is addiction so hard to fight? See, I try to walk by faith and not use my sight. But I am so weak, my flesh screams and pulls at me. Lord, strengthen me. Make me a warrior for you. that I may defeat temptation and live solely in the truth. For I am just a man made of flesh, so of course it's appealing to money, cars, alcohol, and sex. Sin is beautiful, I can't deny. For if it wasn't, then how would it even catch my eye? See, this is why we must fix our eyes on Christ our Lord. We must give it all to Him and be reborn. Then and only then will you see with the world you will be bored. But even then, temptation will find its way in. After all, we all have sinned, and we have all fallen so short of Him. But this is a battle that we can win. Because as the Bible says, we can do all things through Him. So my final message, don't give in.
Welcome back to the TiVo Mike Show. A star is born. A star is born. Let me tell you, have you heard about A Star is Born? Now, it's getting a bad rap in some areas because of the release date came out against Venom and Star Wars or whatever this flipping. Oh, Halloween, whatever it's called.
Did it come out against them? I thought it came out before them. I'm like, hold up.
I'm making a joke.
I was like, these people need to get over it.
It's like, what?
It's a remake. You can't let a remake outdo
four
you.
Four remakes in.
Yeah.
But that, yeah, so wrong timing. It really should have been like the February 14th movie. But it was very good. But they want Oscar buzz, so I get it. So it's good, but it stays with you. So the whole movie, people asked me what it's about. Because I'm telling other coworkers, I'm like, you got to go see this movie. Well, what's it about? What's it about? Well, you know, you don't want to tell people.
The title tells you what it's about.
Well, kind of.
A Star
Actually,
is Born.
Well, no, not really.
Well, no, it tells you the premise, right? Because the whole thing is, the real story is about the washed-up talent who's
That's what I
trying
thought.
To have the rebirth of the new talent.
But no, he's at the top of his game.
Yes, no, he's at the top of his game.
Yeah, he's not
career-wise.
Washed up. Huh?
Career-wise.
Yes.
Washed up, personally. There's no... She was the redeeming factor in where he was going personally, because he was in that life of, like, whatever.
In that sense...
So that's
he
what
he was always washed up.
Yes.
In that sense.
And
he was never
was.
The top of his
it
game.
It was supposed to be the humanity part like that brought him back to help him realizing
what nothing being brought back.
Oh, so it didn't even bring
That's
oh,
what I thought.
Oh, okay.
Because the typical movie would be I was all together at one point, I lose it, and then you brought it back to kind of like reconnect.
Gotcha.
No, he was never there. Oh, I don't want to cry. Ever in his life, there he was.
That makes it better. Well, for me,
picture
it makes it better.
Nikki, and This Is Us, where Nikki knows his place. That he's not a jack.
Yes,
life sucks, but I'm gonna try to do my best.
Okay,
right. So he goes and joins. He doesn't run away. So in a sense, he doesn't run away. His Vietnam is, I am gonna go and sing. I didn't really originate this talent. It was my father.
Gotcha.
Who was abusive.
Okay.
Who was very abusive, but not to him. And so the father is dead. He goes and does this career. And one of the scenes where they're talking about their kryptonite, her ugliness, and his thinking he stole a career from his father, like he's not worthy. And he was born... So you thought he was born, but it wasn't. It was the father that did something to him. But he has a hearing issue where, you know, cochlea, whatever it's called, where you lose your hearing. So, and yet he's a singer. So he tells her, he goes, listen, I got this thing where I'm losing my hearing and I'm a star. What excuse you get? Come on now. A nose? You better sneeze it, blow your nose, and call it a day. Let's go. And he tells her in this moment, he tells this line where she's on the rise. As you said, that part is correct. She's being born as a star and all this stuff. And I love how they do it. They go on SNL. They use YouTube. They use real names and real stuff. It's good stuff. So, and the father's proud and he's with his friends. He goes, she's on YouTube now. Look, it's been viewed 32 million times because he pulls her on stage one day just on a whim. And she was a nobody. And then all these views. And he goes, 400 of those views are me. I watch for he's with his all friends. And they're like, I think it's an algorithm, how they know that people watching. He goes, I don't even know what an algorithm is. Anyway, so it's hilarious. But he says to her, as she's on the rise, she starts to get managed. So she starts to get managed. And, of course, they have to, like, pop star her up a little bit. So he pulled her aside and he goes, I would find it amiss if I don't pull you aside to say this now. I'll never live with myself. You always want to be honest with your audience. Dig down deep into your soul and grab what's real, because all you have is real.
That's right.
So then she goes and sings a song about tight jeans. So they have a big fight about that. A big fight. He's like, you got what? Fight jeans. And he goes, and she goes, yeah, with the backup dancers. We're like, he was like, backup dancers. So he has this blow up on her. And they have a blow up fight. Her acting was, it passed. His acting was superb.
Yeah.
So, and he says, you are selling out. That's not even you. I'm so disappointed in you right now. And he goes to blows, and they're, at first you don't understand it, and you're like, oh, I get what he, why he's so, so angry because of what happens at the end. Ah! So you see why he's so angry. So he's yelling at her, and then he does it. Then he does it. He says something like, you know, you're just no good. You're being washed up or something. And then she goes, let's just ask your dad how that would be. So then he responds and says to her, you're ugly. You're ugly. And he walks away.
Get the inside.
They both hit each other with this boom. And then the movie takes off. And like white people do, they forgive each other, even though they shot the black man. You know, it's all good. So they do that. And then again, the part that got me the most was the end. Because it's, I don't want to keep spoiling too much, but it's really, really good. And then he looks at the camera, Mike. He looks at the camera. Because in a scene right before this scene, she lies to him. She lies. All he ever said was be the truth. Now, he is no prize in this movie. Alcohol, then he goes on the wagon, he's off the wagon, on the wagon, off. I'm too done with him. Then I'm like, oh, that's all right. Oh, everybody's real. Everybody's got problems. Whatever.
He said, I'm too done with him.
It was so good. But then she lied. But she did it out of love. But he saw it for what it was. And then that went to his own insecurities. And then that's why he makes his decision. And then it just ends. And you're like, okay, and with a song, it's like Titanic with songs, you know, everybody wants their song soundtrack, yeah, whatever. So there's a, you're sad, happy-ish, but whoa, what? So the credits are going up, everybody leaves, I'm still sitting down, and I'm only like tearing, but not crying. I go, okay, calm down. It's a movie, it's a remake, let it go. So I'm walking out, I'm fine. I walk home, I get inside my apartment. I think I was going to write down some notes for the show because I'm like, oh, this is good. I want to review it, tell people. And I'm not good at reviews like critics are. I don't know how to do all that. So I just, okay, what can I? And then the emotion hit me of what it was. And I connected with him. And in a way I've never understood his decision that other people make, never understood it. I understood it in that moment. He made that character human. He connected to our soul. He had talent. He has something to say. And boy, Bradley Cooper, the way you said it was phenomenal.
His directorial debut at that.
It was everything debut. That's
good. I love that. I knew you would love that movie.
Yeah. Oh, well, you're correct. Yet again. I'm going to get a new button called. You write. What else?
All right. So up next, how Marvel can explore its universe without the Guardians of the Galaxy 3. Easy. Yes. Just make another movie. I'm not.
But without calling it Marvel, Galaxy.
Well, my thing is,
didn't they fire the director?
This dude was crazy, and went on some Twitter war or Twitter story of like,
oh god,
all pedophilia jokes.
Are you kidding me?
Like all touching little boy jokes.
Oh come on.
And
was a joke at the pedophile expense?
That's the thing. It kind of made it seem like.
Or the
he
victim.
Was the pedophile.
Oh.
Even though I don't think that was the case.
Right, I got.
The attachment to it, and it came right after ABC got rid of Roseanne.
What?
For black racism.
So this is recent.
Brotherhood, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
It literally happened like within weeks.
So he was not wise.
Roseanne happened first. No, he happened first.
Right.
Roseanne happened, got fired, and everyone's like, well, if you fired her,
Wow.
Why does he still have a job? Hashtag me too.
Uh-oh. See, it's a mob mentality.
So.
It really is.
And it took them a while. Like, they tried to ignore it for a while.
Can I just say what's controversial? No one in the world should ever be fired for what they put on Twitter. Like, that's just so silly. Like, I don't care if you tweet, you know, all babies must die. Hashtag Planned Parenthood. I should tweet that today. That's all I'm going to do. I'm going to put like a fake ad. It's going to say Planned Parenthood. All babies must die. That's really what it is. There's truth in advertising. But let me do that after I'm financially secure before someone fires my behind.
Because the ABC won't hire us.
And in worse, the place that's hiring me now may take a second look.
Wait, is that why he turned down that fire?
Yeah, is that why he made that?
Oh, my gosh.
God. But that's really what it is. It's a mess up. Killing all these babies in the womb just because of where they're located. That's like that white detective woman who shot the black man in the apartment. Well, I shot him inside, so it's fine. I should, you know, get off. No! Just kill a baby in the womb. So murder. But I thought it was my house. Fool! Get a GPS. Call it a day. Next! And he shouldn't have let her in. Anywho, we'll be back.
All right, y'all, let's talk about this real quick. Is it still cute for you to go to church and be indifferent to the word? Have you worshipped enough to realize that you've never truly served God, that your relationship with him is just a figment of your imagination? Y'all want Jesus to be relatable so badly that you don't want him to be Jesus anymore. So liberal that you believe any and every lie you can convince yourself of when it comes to him, like he's a white, brown hair, effeminate teddy bear who wore pink lipstick for his portrait. Well, wouldn't that make it easier for you? Wouldn't that make it easier for you to be as ineffective as the imagination you serve just to get cute every Sunday for a dumb picture? And the crazy part is, I don't think we realize the severity of living apathetic lives. It's almost like we want Jesus to be everything and we want to be nothing, but we've never been a light in darkness.
Right, you better get down. Welcome back to the Steve O. Mike Show. We're the number one and fastest growing pop culture infused godcast in the nation, where everywhere fine podcasts are found now. We're even on Alexa. So you just say, Alexa. She goes, yes. You say, play the Steve O. Mike Show. She goes, I thought you'd never ask.
That's right. Both I like that. I love that. Of all, both Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, they should leave
but
them
we
alone
got
now.
Them in, what was it, Civil War?
So,
they were there. They were part of the snap.
That's right.
So,
yeah, and we're going to get that conclusion in May.
Yeah, so
we don't need another. Yeah,
it would true. Be nice, but it's not.
Obviously,
nice.
They didn't guard the galaxy. Okay, because
exactly.
This dude collected rings like he was a Pokemon player, and he collected them all quick. There was not even a challenge. He was okay. Where's the next one? Okay,
I can't.
And where's the next one? Okay, where's the next one? Okay, like none of
I
these people
the
who have powers
why...
of bending, who have powers of time, who have a man made of iron,
yeah.
Who had the ugly chick who could stone people, made the woman who had the guy be in a dream sequence. You have all these people.
I think what happened was,
and nothing could stop the guy who's going to catch them all.
They're worried about spinoffs because the potential was going to be a Ravagers movie with Sylvester Stallone's character. Gets reunited with the crew. Because remember how when he came back, he's like, wait, I thought you were the reason we...
Wait, Sylvester Stallone was in it?
He was in part two of Guardians of the Galaxy. He was like one of the... He knew the guy's father, Sky-Lord's dad.
That's right.
So there was a potential of
that.
Making that separate movie because you could do that.
No, he's 89.
Yeah, well, he's always working. So.
Yeah, well.
But the other one that I was kind of looking for was the Nova Corps. And that was the aliens that policed themselves.
Yes,
and that was
right.
Supposed to be a big thing.
That'd be good.
But
or even the place where...
We didn't get the full intro, so they were supposed
yeah.
to get it with Guardians 3. It was supposed to be like the platform to launch it.
To launch those. Well, now they're going to launch it another way.
Yeah, they got to find something else.
But here's what I think needs to happen when stuff like that happens. Like when Dark Knight had a third conclusion written that was going to include the Joker. Then he had the misfortune to pass away. It's never as good when you had an idea and now you got to do plan B. So you know what? Just drop it.
Yeah, exactly.
Just let it end the way it ended. Fix it in your Infinity War sequel, end of the snap or the double snap to fat people or whatever the joke was, and then move on. But don't give us plan B. Just don't give us plan B.
Yeah.
I'd rather just, if they had ended Dark Knight with Dark Knight, that would have been great. Because no one remembers the third one. He had a happy scene at the end. He marries the cat girl woman, Halle Berry, whatever, and I don't know, because she stole his heart. Get it? Because she's a thief. Well, who gives a rip? Like, okay, it doesn't matter. And then the next one wasn't even Robin carrying it on, so we don't care. So yeah. It was dumb. And then you couldn't even see the man Venom. He was hiding himself the whole time with that Venom man on the side of him.
Bane?
Yeah. What is that his name?
Bane and the other one, same actor, yes.
Yeah, okay. Oh, different. Well, yeah, whatever. Whatever he is. What else we doing?
So, up next is the go or no.
Ooh.
So.
Let's see if I'm wrong again.
People will not like me on a lot of these.
Uh-oh.
Because there's only one that I'm going to say, reading the titles that I'm going for.
Okay.
So, first movie, Indivisible.
Ooh.
Based on the extraordinary true story of Army Chaplain Darren Turner and his wife Heather.
Okay.
With a strong faith-filled marriage. Justin Bruning, don't know who you are. Sarah Drew, you've been in a few things. Jason George, is that the dude from Seinfeld?
Jason Alexander.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Jason, I don't know who you are either.
Right.
So, no for me.
Indivisible, it's kind of, I know it's a faith movie and we're supposed to all praise Jesus and go see it. But listen, if you're going to put Jesus on something, do at least what Disney does before they put the name on something.
Avatar.
Make it quality. Okay, you're putting literally the creator of the universe on his stamp of approval, and it can't get 10 stars?
Exactly.
So come on. So that's a no here.
Hunter Killer. Deep under the Arctic Ocean, American submarine captain Joe Glass is on the hunt for a U.S. submarine in distress. I love Gerard Butler.
Yep.
I love Common.
Yes.
I love Billy Bob Thornton.
Love them all.
So this is a go.
Oh.
Because, I don't know, Gerard Butler just hasn't done anything I hated.
Right. He even
Billy
did
Bob
that
Thornton
latest movie about the space.
Yes.
Right.
So I'm going to see that one. And Common's always good.
Okay. I'm going to give it a no.
Okay.
I got it just seems
Johnny dope. English Strikes Again, Rowan Atkinson, Olga Kurulu, and Jake Lacy. And the new adventure begins with the cyber attack reveals the identity of all the active undercover agents in Britain, leaving Johnny English as the Secret Service, who's no one knows about because they don't take him serious.
Wait a minute, is that Rowan? Is that
Mr. Bean? Yes.
Oh, this is a go.
That's a go. That was the only one that was initially getting a go for me.
Wow.
Before I read Hunter Killer.
Yes.
I love Bean and Johnny English. The first one was hilarious.
Oh, there was. Oh, this is a sequel.
Yeah, it's a sequel. So I am gonna see that one.
I didn't even know this was a sequel.
Yeah.
Is it on Netflix? You think?
Probably.
Okay, then I think this is a go for me too.
And then the last one, Suspiria, Dakota Johnson, Tilda Swinton, Mia Goth, an ambitious bright American student arrives abroad to study at a world famous school. Suspiria's Academy might be a front for some crime thing.
When you said Suspiria, I thought you were talking about Sugar. This is a no. This is a Tiva Mike show. Don't go away.
They said all the best things in life are free. They're full of you gotta pay bills, gotta save for retirement. What are you gonna do? Become a drug dealer? Sell your kidney? You gotta get real. Tiva Mike can help you. Tiva Mike's money coaching program will help make more Benjamins and less Jacksons. Tiva Mike will help you deal with collectors, pay off debt, and get your life in order. Let Tiva Mike show you the money. Visit TivoMike.com/money right now. That's TivoMike.com/money.
Cheered me on for it.
Can't believe it. If only you guys could hear what we do during the show.
All right, guys, listen. So, A Star Is Born, Go see it because you'll love it.
Love it.
Marvel's New Galaxy. We still got the galaxy. We just might not get part three for 5 years until they can forgive James Gunn for being...
No, it's not even their fault. When Thanos snapped, he got rid of James Gunn's career. That really sucks.
That was a three snap.
Ooh. Three snap salute.
Hit it with the David.
Why do I feel like we're doing a skit for A Living Color?
The world.
Yes! Yes! Around the world and back snap. Damon Wayans, you're forgiven.
You got out.
You're forgiven, Damon. Entertainment Guru forgives you just because of
I
that.
I do.
Oh, him and David Allegretti to make a movie out of that. Men on Film.
I would watch that.
I would watch that. Unfortunately, I would watch that. Glory to the glory. Now follow Jesus daily, not Sunday.
The T-Row Mike Show is produced by Michael Jefferson. Our soundboard operator is Mike Warner, and our theme music is by Eric Dino. Special thanks to Sharon Jefferson, Sandra Warner, Matthew Jefferson, Desiree Hidalgo, and Shanika Godin. That's it. The T-Row Mike Show. I'm Mike Warner. See you tomorrow when we explore redeeming messages drawn from secular TV shows that are worthy of being watched.